Advent of Sri Ramana Maharishi at Arunachala by Sri Arunachala Bhagavata. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, was entirely absorbed during his every waking hour in the thought of his guru, Sri Ramana Maharishi. He stated often that he saw Sri Bhagavan as clearly as once his discern, and it is evident from his prolific devotional writings that this was indeed true. As we approach the 128th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan's arrival at Arunachala on 1st of September 1896, we would like to share this prayer manuscript that was written on 30th of August 1974 at Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia, Canada, which reflects the heartfelt longing of this great devotee and the grace granted to him by Sri Bhagavan. This excerpt is from the book titled In Search of Self, published by Arunachala Ashrama. From the moment Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi came into my heart, identified as the silent sage of the holy hill of the beacon light, I have not been the same. My life underwent such a volcanic change on the day I found myself face to face with my master and Lord, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, that I wished to fly to his lotus feet on the southern slopes of the beacon light without the least delay. The mountains of doubt, desire and delusion were pulverized at the mere sight of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, who has always been holding me by the hand, guiding my life, lighting my path and leading me to his supreme abode in the innermost recesses of my heart, whence none ever returns to the cycle of births and deaths. At the very first sight, I knew that he had claimed me as his own, and the long march to the self had ended at his lotus feet. All the puzzles, problems and riddles of human life found their answer in the silent sage of the holy Arunachala mountain. How could I ever describe the indescribable peace and happiness that flooded the lotus of my heart and made me one with the Supreme Self? Darjeeling, the queen of the hill stations in the Himalayas, occupies the most honored and privileged place in my life, where all my aspirations, longings, yearnings, and dreams were fulfilled, and the long march for the realization of the self coalesced in Bhagavan Sri Ramana Arunachala Dakshinamurti Satchidananda Parabrahmam. This village boy came home to the silent sage of the holy hill of the beacon light and had no doubt that the purpose of his being born in this phenomenal existence was to do nothing but carry out all the commands, commissions and mandates of his master and lord, Sri Arunachaleswara Shiva Bhagavan, Sri Brahmana Guru. The unceasing abidance in the self, in the heart, was the mission cut out for him for the remaining days of his earthly existence. Since the earliest years of my childhood, I have been seized with the love and affection for the complete and total abidance in the self, in the cavity of my heart. Day and night, I aspired for the day when I shall be plunged into the ocean of peace and happiness. So, the moment I caught sight of Sri Ramana Arunachala Bhagavan's name and form, I knew it for certain that he was there for the realization of my dream, and no time should be wasted in chasing the shadows, desire, delusion, ego, and ignorance in the midst of sense objects. The age-old relationship of father and son was revived, and I found my destiny linked with him once and for all. The smoldering fire of dispassion, discrimination, devotion, dedication, renunciation, love, and affection began to blaze brighter and brighter within the innermost recesses of my heart, and I didn't want a moment's rest without sitting at his lotus feet on the southern slopes of the holy hill of the beacon light, where Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi abided in the body for the benefit of mankind. But he didn't want to get stuck with body identification. That is why I was sent out into the wide world to work out my latencies before returning to him forever. The silent sage of Holy Hill of the Beacon Light is ever standing before me, showering his infinite grace and mercy upon me. And I trudge along towards the goal of the unceasing japa of Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramana within the cave of my heart. My heart is ever throbbing and pulsating with the unceasing remembrance of his name, and there is nothing for me to do but to cling to his lotus feet, abide in him, and let his will be done. September 1st, Tuesday morning of 1896 is the gleaming, glowing, shiny, and dazzling day for me when the world was blessed and graced with the advent of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Out of all the important and memorable days in the life of the silent sage Ramana, 1st September is the dazzling sun, which reminds me that I must abide in him without the least reservation and let his will be done. How I like to pour out my heart in words and sentences so that I could express the innermost thoughts of my central being. The very sense of his advent at Arunachala melts me into the ocean of peace and happiness. The surging Ganga of Bhagavan Sri Arunachaleswara Shiva Sri Ramana Sadguru is flowing unceasingly within the cavity of the lotus of my heart. The creation of movements and manifestations has become merged in him once and for all. The lifelong dream of taking up the staff of kindness and compassion has been fully realized, and there is now nothing else for me to do but to march along towards the shining peaks of the holy hill of the beacon light and cross the sea of transfiguration with his name on the tip of my tongue. All paths to realization of the self have become merged in his dalit path of self-inquiry of who am I. With every breath, I call on him in the cave of my heart. Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi incarnated in the world for the sake of simplifying the path of complete and total inherence in the innermost recesses of the heart without entanglement in the myriad teachings and techniques. He advises us to return to the source in the cavity of the lotus of the heart with the help of self-inquiry of who am I, or the quest for the self in the heart with the help of each and every exhalation and inhalation of breath, or the search for the source of the sound in order to abide therein. Anyone, anywhere can take up the path of self-inquiry of who am I and abide in the self of peace and happiness. It is for the realization of the Self. That Sri Bhagavan enjoins each and every aspirant to dive deeper into the cavity of the heart while muttering the mantra with each and every outflow and inflow of the breath. There has never been any doubt in my mind that with the one-pointed attention to the source of either the sound or breath, one can easily return to the Self gleaming and glowing unceasingly with the heart. From the early morning of September 1st, 1896 till 8:47 p.m. on Friday evening, April 14th, 1950, Bhagavan Sri Ramana tenanted the body of the holy hill of the beacon light, and never for a second did he stir out of the confines of the holy Arunachala mountain. He taught mostly by silence, like the primeval teacher Lord Dakshinamurti Sadashiva, and the doubts and delusions of all aspirants, such as seekers, devotees, and disciples, were removed. Although Sri Bhagavan taught with words too, his most potent teaching has always been by silence, and he incarnated to simplify the path of practice for aspirants the world over for all time. He is the Self, the Supreme Self, shining, gleaming, and glowing as I in the cave of the heart. Anyone, anytime, and anywhere who will turn to him with firm faith and open heart will find, to his or her surprise, that Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi solves all the problems and drives away the darkness of ego and ignorance from the heart. All those who are thirsting for the eternal water of peace, bliss, and happiness will have to leave behind the creation of names and forms and turn within to the widest expanse of their innermost being and become liberated from the ever-rotating cycle of births and deaths. Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi says that the true and real happiness is within the heart, and everyone will have to rise above the limitations of the movement and manifestation and merge himself into the widest expanse of the Self. So long as the mind is wandering in the phenomenal existence for peace and happiness, it is chasing shadows. It is certain that they will never be captured. Hence, the person shall have to turn his back on the forces of ego and ignorance and merge himself in the Self, nothing but the Self, and drink deeper and deeper in the nectar of being, consciousness, and bliss of the Supreme Self. My heart is throbbing and pulsating at the mere remembrance of the effulgent, radiant, resplendent, and shining Self, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Guru. How I would like to flood the 10 corners of the globe with the chanting and recitation of Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. Bhagavan is the indweller of my heart, and nothing is hidden from him. He knows full well that his loving son and humble servitor, Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, has all along been striving strenuously to unfurl his banner in the cavity of the lotus of his heart, and without his infinite grace and mercy, this mission will never be completed. Hence, there is no other option for me but to do my best to abide in the Self, nothing but the Self, in the cave of the lotus of my heart, and cross the sea of transmigration. Sri Bhagavan is the substratum behind all movements and manifestations in this world. Day and night, I am repeating his name with each and every exhalation and inhalation of my breath, and I become merged in holy அருணாச்சல ஹில்ஸ்.